doctor, doctor, give me the news. Good sex doesn't come from a toothpaste tube.
Doctor, doctor, these are real medical stories. I know you think that we make these things up, but we do not. You know, we scour the medical journals that arrive here every morning that show up on the front porch of the radio station. Brad and I'll break into these things, and we go through them, and we find the stories that are vital to you that could involve you, something that an activity that perhaps you might find yourself engaged in that could bring you some great harm. And so that's what this segment is going to do here over the next couple of minutes. Please remember, we are not real doctors. We only play them on the radio. However, we do. We've got plaques for medical malpractice, don't we?
Yeah,
that's what we specialize in. That
sometimes we just read the warnings straight as they come from the American medical journals. Sometimes we just tell you from personal experience that something didn't work. This is from the first. If you went out this weekend and your amorous hookup didn't go the way you thought it would or could, you weren't at your best, they say do not turn to toothpaste. There are videos all over YouTube, Reddit, and I don't know what Steemit is, but that must be one of those websites.
That we can't go to.
Yeah, probably. Do not massage toothpaste onto your business.
Men and women are doing this?
To try and elongate your time in bed. Uh-huh. People are saying that there's something about toothpaste. If you were to rub toothpaste on your junk, it is supposed to prolong the fun. And so they said this will crush. Some people are saying it crushes premature problems and erectile dysfunction without dangerous drugs. But doctors and other people are coming forward to say no. Don't try that. That's not a good idea whatsoever for you or your sexual partner. As a general rule for all to follow, minty products and genitals don't mix. They say that...
What about the non-minty?
Well, the pepper...
The baking soda one.
The baking soda, the real bare bones one. Pardon the pun. The peppermint oils and other chemicals in toothpaste, including bleaching agents, can be extremely irritating to sensitive skin. Quote, by putting it on your genitals, you actually risk a mild burn as well as blisters and or scarring. Toothpaste should be in no way used as a lubricant either. End quote.
How do you suppose this got started? Do you think it was an accident? Like they reached for the wrong tube and then got the toothpaste going?
Maybe.
And found out that it worked and then spread that information on the internet? Or do you think they were so desperate that they were just looking for anything, found the toothpaste, put that on, and it worked, and then went to the internet with the solution?
They say there are plenty of products out there that have been properly tested that shouldn't cause you pain or irritation, such as numbing sprays to prolong things. And I don't know if they thought maybe the peppermint oil was a kind of a numbing agent or something like that and served a similar purpose, but do not use toothpaste in the bedroom.
I certainly would never.
I mean, toothpaste might help you get to the bedroom.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth.
I certainly would never, never try Colgate or Crest, but don't laugh at the possibility of Arm & Hammer.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. Good sex doesn't come from a toothpaste tube.
I can't believe it's news. Less than 30 minutes away.